Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thrilling finish for the visiting Bears in Denver. Out of the jaws of defeat, into the arms of victory, and off the foot of Eddie Pinheiro, who makes a 53-yard field goal as time expires. 16-14. The coach, Matt Nagy, joins us live on the line now for some Bears talk. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Pretty darn good. So we're catching our breath this morning. Imagine how you feel. What's top of mind today as you wake up a winner for the first time this season?
Yeah, well, that's the most important part. Is we like to teach off these wins, and you know, there's so much parity in the league, and it's been so difficult over the past 18 years to win in Denver as home openers, and we did that. So we're proud of our guys for never giving up, and I think it shows who they are as people.
Have you had the treat of listening to the highlight call of the winning field goal yet?
You know what? I haven't yet, but I'm sure it'll come across my desk at some point today.
Well, what do you know? Hold it right there. What do you know? If you've got 13 extra seconds, let's give Jeff Joniak a spin.
Good placement. Boot by Eddie Pinheiro. Kick to the uprights. And the kick is good for the win. Pinheiro with a narrow kick to send Denver down as time expires.
There it is. Fun call from Jeff Joniak. Pinheiro, De Niro, you see what he's going for there, right?
Yeah, you know, what a great time for him to come through and make that kick. I mean, he had such a great day yesterday. Three field goals, 40, 52, and 53 with an extra point. I mean, it was a special day for him, and he helped us get that win.
And in a raucous road stadium, that you pointed out, Mitchell Trubisky completes that 25-yarder to Allen Robinson. 4th and 15, 1 second left. You get the final timeout just in time, setting up Pinheiro. What does it say about Mitch and the offense, Matt, to shake off their troubles and pull a rabbit out of their hat like that?
Well, I think it just says that. You know, they're fighters. They don't give up. And you know, it was one of those games, again, where we're just trying to get body shots to them and get the run game going a little bit. And in the end, they never quit. We stuck together. We always tell them, you need 1 second in the ball. If you have that, you have a chance to win. And our guys did that yesterday.
That's what happened. What stands out from that nutty final minute, or how would you describe it with all the back and forth with the two-point attempt, a missed field goal, the penalties? What was it like trying to manage and coach that last minute of the game?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I mean, you get to a point to where you just got to try to stay as calm as you can. And situationally, you know, we're over there trying to prepare for a 1.4 minute where we're trying to run out the clock. We get it, or at another point 2 minute where we got to hurry up and go down there and try to kick a field goal. So there's a lot of communication that goes on, but throughout it all, you know, again, our team just, they showed resolve, and to have that happen and to stick with it and get the win, this is something that's going to really help us down the road.
So the value of this victory seems like more than just one game. How big of a deal is it to leave Denver 1-1?
It's huge. You know, you never want to go 0-2. You want to win every game you can, but it's certainly hard to win on the road. And I just think, again, these are these type of games that you use down the road when you get into this situation again. You say, you know what, we've been there, done that, and we just have such a good group of guys. And what matters is those guys working hard, playing hard, and then they see that their hard work pays off.
Next up, Monday Night Football in Washington, a week from tonight. Good luck getting ready, and thanks for the chat this morning, Coach.
Appreciate it, Josh. Take care.
You got it. We'll hear from you again tonight at 7 o'clock on the Bears Coaches Show.